I always love opening the first concert of the season, the first masterwork, with something that to me sound celebratory, because I feel it's something special that you always do in the first concert. So starting with the Capriccio Espagnol by Rimsky-Korsakov is a wonderful way to do this, because the music is very fanfare-like. It's also showcasing a lot of the soloists in the orchestra, lots of Spanish rhythms, which I love Spanish music myself as a classical guitarist. And again, there's going to be showcasing a lot of the, especially woodwind solos and our concertmaster. It's a wonderful piece full of folk tunes. And to connect the Spanish theme, we're bringing the most representative of Spanish instruments that you can think of, and of course the classical guitar, and playing a piece by a Mexican composer, Manuel Maria Ponce. Probably until the Aranjuez Concerto, which we have played here during my audition week, the Ponce Concerto was the most important, or one of the most important concertos for the guitar. And we're actually having the same soloist who played the Aranjuez with us before, Daniel Bolshoi. I'm very excited to have him. He's a wonderful guitarist, and that concerto is just so beautiful. It's for a smaller orchestra, but I think it's one of the most beautiful concertos for the guitar ever written. And it's rarely performed. Everybody knows the Aranjuez. Always people ask for it because it's become such an iconic piece for classical guitar. But I think this concerto by Ponce is just as equally beautiful, if not more. And, the guitar is an instrument that you don't hear often with an orchestra. In many cases, it's because the guitar was never seen as a serious classical instrument. But with these kind of concertos written in the 20th century, many composers were able to show the possibilities that exist with classical guitar and what a serious instrument it is. And when Daniel Bolshoi came last time here, and again, he's a fantastic guitarist, unfortunately, it was very intense time of COVID. So he didn't really go out in the community or to schools, which I wasn't happy about it, but that's what we had to deal with. So I'm really happy he's coming back and he'll be able to go out and play for the community, work with school kids. And then I looking for a piece that will complement that, again, with a lot of folk kind of influence, but also something very celebratory. And Tchaikovsky Fifth, I thought, was a wonderful piece to be able to complement that. I think it's the first Tchaikovsky concerto symphony I've ever conducted, so it has a very big place in my heart for that symphony. The second movement has one of the most beautiful horn solos ever written. Any horn player's dream, why they play the horn, is for that second movement. But the passion that comes through the last movement and the explosive fanfare at the end, I think, would be a wonderful way to open our season.